First, a tournament of a different kind. Chance Meyer, Sporting Kansas City defender, is here to kick off a preview of soccer's biggest event, the World Cup. And just for the record, two of Chance's teammates are on the U.S. team, Graham Zuzzi and Matt Beeslern. Chance Meyer is here, ruptured Achilles and all. And so good to have you, Chance. Welcome to Up to Date.
Thanks for having me.
Well, give us a sense, in the soccer world, just how big a deal is the World Cup?
World Cup is massive. It's, it's the world's game. For a soccer fan like me, it comes every 4 years. So the anticipation's there. You know, you got to wait 4 years for this tournament. Beyond the local media, how they cover it, it's a different world outside, I think, of the United States. It's what they live for. It's what they die for. And Brazil is, to have the World Cup in Brazil,
is amazing.
A mecca of soccer, it's what they die and breathe for.
And I gather for someone like you, playing on the team someday, is that like a lifelong goal kind of thing?
Yeah, I had a little tease this past offseason. I got called into a January camp with Matt and Graham to experience it. We got to go down to Brazil and kind of get a dry run of what, you know, the accommodations are like, the fields, of the weather. Obviously, it was their summer in the winter, like when we were there.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
It was a great, you know, experience for me. It was a goal of mine to, you know, get an experience with them. But, you know, I still have, you know, a lot of time left, and I hope to get back there.
Hey, how big of a difference is there in the level of competition in the MLS, the league that you play in, and what happens at the World Cup? Is there a distinction or not really?
Well, you know, in the past, people say, you know, there's a big disparity of, you know, MLS talent and, you know, the talent overseas and Europe and whatnot. But if you look at our U.S. team now and look at all the MLS talent that are on, you know, Honduras, Ecuador, there's a bunch of teams, a bunch of players that are going to the World Cup. And we have, I think, 10 players on our U.S. team from MLS playing domestically. And that's huge. We had guys playing overseas like Michael Bradley and Clint Dempsey who have come back to play their trade in MLS.
Yeah.
And you know, it's eye-opening to see those guys who are in the prime of their career come back and help further our league, but still do it on an international level.
Yeah. Do you think you could compete at the World Cup? Any question in your mind?
Absolutely. And, you know, they've proved it in the past. You know, past World Cups, they're competitive. They're in every game. They're winning games. You know, the competition level, there's a few teams that have a lot more talent, but our will and our drive as the American, you know, psyche is what takes us to the next level.
Is there a feeling that in America, you know, we've had this reputation of being, you know, in something of a backseat when it comes to being competitive in the world of soccer worldwide? Is that changing, and has that given the U.S. kind of a chip on its shoulder to want to change that around sometime soon?
Yeah, I think in the U.S., soccer is still very young. You know, our league's been around for about 20 years. You know, we're growing. If you compare it to England, it's been around for hundred years, you know?
Right.
And so we're building our academies. We're starting with the youth and hoping that if we can have this system where we're developing these guys younger and having more experience for them, that it's going to, you know, transfer into, you know, more success down the line. So we're getting there, you know, and we still compete nowadays. So it's not like we're so far off.
Yeah. We're visiting with Chance Meyer with Sporting Kansas City. We're talking about the World Cup. You know, even in your years playing soccer yourself, Chance, I mean, to what extent have you seen soccer and the World Cup, for that matter, grow in popularity?
In the U.S. alone, I take it back to about 4 years ago, and you know, the U.S., they had to win a game, and it was massive, and we were all down at Power and Light, you know, as a team, Sporting Kansas City, and to see, I think there was 5,000 to 10,000 people. I couldn't put a number on it, but just
I remember
every
that.
Roll of the ball, you know, the crowd was in it. The crowd. So 8 years ago, you take it back to another World Cup, I don't think that's here. And then, so, you know, fast forward 4 more years, and then fast forward to this year, I think it's only going to grow. So, you know, in the past 8 years, 10 years, it's grown intensely.
But why is it growing? I mean, what is it about soccer that, you know, it's even as in the arc of my lifetime, you know, it's everyone keeps saying it's going to hit and it's going to be bigger than the NFL someday. And it's coming, and it's coming very steadily, but it's not come maybe as fast as some people predicted 15, 20 years ago.
Yeah, it's definitely coming slower. But I think if you go out to a game, you go out to Sporting Park here in Kansas City,
and it's a blast.
And you might not know a lot about soccer, but it's entertaining, and it's going to catch you. It's going to bring you back, and then that's when you start learning about the game. And so I think that's the culture we're trying to build. We're trying to build this exciting game, and you know, hopefully we get more and more people as the year goes on.
Well, let's get to the World Cup, Chance, and give me – I'll get to a bottom-line question here right away. Does the U.S. have a shot or not?
Every time. Of course I have a shot.
You're being very optimistic here, Chance.
Well, I take it this – every time they play a game, they're in a game, and mm-hmm. and they're going to compete. They're not going to give up. They're going to play the way they know how to play, and that's just competing. And they have a lot of talented guys now that obviously have been able to experience overseas and been able to experience the culture and play with guys who are, you know, on Spain, on England, on those national teams. So we have guys like Michael Bradley, like Clint Dempsey, Jozy Altidore, who play in games day in, day out, and they bring it back, and they share it with the MLS guys and guys who don't necessarily get that every day. But I think guys like our local guy, Graham, who can bring something different than a guy who, you know, necessarily plays overseas. So
what does he bring?
He's just, this guy can run for days. You know, he's so physically fit. Yeah. He'll provide defense, offense for 95 minutes. You know, it's the course of the game. He's always turned on. And that's the mentality.
You know, even the U.S. coach, Jurgen Klinsmann, I read about it over the weekend, has been quoted as saying, Chance, that the U.S. can't win the cup. What did you make of that when the coach of the team came out and said that? And you're smiling right now.
Yeah, there's been a lot of, I don't know, weird quotes coming out. Just his interviews and, you know, his press conferences after friendlies and stuff. You know, you take it with a grain of salt. You, as a player, maybe he's trying to motivate his players, mm-hmm. you know, tell them, prove me wrong kind of thing. And maybe that's, you know, that's what they're trying to, you know, rally. And who knows?
Do you think a comment like that would upset the team or would it motivate the team?
A little bit of both, but that's, sometimes that's good, you know, mm-hmm. to anger them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's, prove me wrong. I'll think you can do it.
Yeah.
But.
Well, the U.S. is in the same group in the World Cup with Germany and Portugal, two powerhouse teams. I just read Germany's star player is out,
Marco Reus, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Germany and Portugal, that's a pretty tough draw, isn't it?
Yeah. You got to start with Ghana, though. You know, mm-hmm. you can't look past the first game. And that's definitely a mentality that a lot of soccer players have. You know, it's all about, you know, the first 45 minutes, to say. Ghana, it's huge, and we've had problems with them in the past. So the U.S. needs to go out and, you know, get a good result. A win's optimal. A tie is a good start.
And that first game is when?
I think that's the 16th. I think it's Sunday.
Sunday. Coming up on Sunday. Okay. So the chances of the U.S. team getting to the later rounds, I mean, it would be an incredible achievement to get out of this grouping of four teams, right?
Right. It'll be amazing if they can, but it's not – it's definitely possible. I think – they can get a result against Portugal, no problem. Ghana, no problem. And they just need to grind something out against Germany.
Yeah. Well, Jurgen Klinsmann, the U.S. coach, this is the same guy who opted to leave, you know, star player Landon Donovan off the roster. How controversial of a decision was that, and what did you make of it?
I think it's big time. I mean, having played against Landon and know what he brings to the table every day, every game, and being able to train with him this past winter, you know, down in Brazil – he's a leader and guys look up to him, and but that's something, that's a tough choice for a coach to do, you know. Mm-hmm. It's the changing of the tides, it's bringing in youth, and it's his decision, you know. You just got to roll with it. So
how surprised were you with that decision?
Surprised as anybody,
really.
Absolutely.
Having playing against him is like what?
It's a tough game, you know. He's always, he's finding gaps, he's creating chances, he's putting in work.
He's just doing what he's got to do.
You know what you're going to get. He's always one of the two or three best players on the field every time he's out there.
Huh. Who do you see as the top teams in the competition? Where's your money riding on?
I'll stay in South America. I think, you know, the weather might have a little factor with the European teams that aren't used to the humidity and the warmer weather. So Brazil, obviously their hometown favorite, you know, it plays a big part in a lot of things. So Brazil's a favorite. I like Argentina, kind of a dark horse, but they have a lot of really good players.
They've been disappointing over back any number of years, haven't they?
Right. So they've always had the talent. It's just putting it together, and that's a big story for all the teams. All the teams have a lot of talent. They just don't have a lot of time together to coerce and, you know, to rehearse and, you know, build a type of style, type of a formation that they like to play.
Explain that to me. Why don't the teams have more time together? How does the world of soccer work that hasn't enabled that to happen, Chance?
Well, you're bound to your club team. Your club team is the one paying you. You have 40 to 60 games a year, and when the national team has a set date, FIFA has a set date every so often to have games and stuff, you're released maybe a week before that game. So you're not getting a month or 2 months prior to each game to train and, you know, work. This for the World Cup, you have about a month. You know, teams will release you. A lot of European teams are all on summer break. MLS is a little different because domestically our league's going on right now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's just you don't have a lot of time, you know, to build as a team.
Is that a big deal or is that just sports talk?
I think it's a very big deal.
Do you?
Yeah, you need the chemistry. Chemistry's huge.
And you only can develop that by spending time together on the field and trying to make it happen.
Yeah, because you have the guys that you're playing with, but then it's the tendencies of the guy playing to your left or playing to your right. And if you can, you know, rehearse that and get that to be an optimal thing, it's going to prove dividends. So
I was going to say, Sporting Kansas City right now is playing without Matt Beisler, without Graham Zuzi. What kind of impact is that having on the team?
Well, you're losing a leader in the back, Matt. You know, he's our captain. So it's big, but we have guys who can step in, obviously, and, you know, fill the void. But it's somebody who's been there the past 3 years leading. People look up to him. Graham, yeah. You know, he's always dynamic. He's always creating chances. He's that guy for us. So it's huge, you know, losing two really big players. But that's the chemistry that we have with other guys on the team who could step in and, you know, fill their void. But obviously, they're two huge aspects. They're on the national team right now,
Absolutely.
Going to the World Cup.
Absolutely. Chance Myers is our guest. He's from Sporting KC. He's a defender. He's got a ruptured Achilles, but he's still here in the studio with us. I want to know, how interested are you in this year's World Cup, and what do you make of Team USA and its chances this time around in the World Cup? 816-235-2888 is our number here. Again, 816-235-2888. You can also email us at updatedate@kcur.org. You know, Chance, for those listening, and there might be some folks out there who still may not understand how this competition is set up and how this whole thing comes together. There are eight groups, right? And U.S. is in group, is it G?
I couldn't tell you.
And they're with Germany and
Portugal
and Ghana. And how were those teams selected that they were put together with the U.S.? Is it just a random drawing or how does it happen?
Yeah, it's a random drawing. So they break it down into four tiers. So there's tier one teams like Germany, Brazil, Argentina, and they go into a pot with like a ping pong ball basically. So they'll draw all the tier one teams first and then they'll go A through G, whatever it is, all the groups. And then there's tier two teams, like Portugal is one of those, England, like the second best teams in the eye of, you know, FIFA, tier three, tier four. So they'll go down the line and pick a tier one, a tier two, a tier three, and a tier four team and put them in group A, group B.
And we're tier what? USA is what?
I think we're, I couldn't tell you, three or four.
Three or four. Yeah. We're down further down.
Our world ranking is 14 or 13. So, you know, Germany's two, Portugal's three, I think, in the world. We're 14. Ghana is up there, but the African teams, I don't think, get enough notoriety. I think they're always tough to play against.
How interested are you in this year's World Cup? Is soccer becoming the popular sport we all thought it would 15, 20 years ago? 816-235-2888. Chris from Lee Summit. Chris, good morning. You're on with Chance Myers. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. I have a question for you, Chance. Huge fan, by the way. How far, realistically, do you think that we can get in this year's World Cup? I mean, conservatively speaking. And I'll take my answer off the air, and I hope you're feeling better.
Thanks, Chris.
I appreciate it. Realistically, you know, you start with getting out of the group. You never know. Last World Cup, let me bring back to last World Cup. We had a perfect setup if we could have got out and, you know, beat Ghana, you know, the second round. We could have played Uruguay and gone on and done some, you know, made some noise, so to speak. But I think you just got to start with getting out of group, because once you're out of group, you know, the momentum's going. You can play a tough team. Say we get out of group and we play a team like Argentina. You know, it's a different style. You're matched up. You're playing totally different guys. You never know. On any given day, you can beat anybody. And that's the funny thing about soccer.
But no question, if we were, and only one team gets out of the group, right?
Right.
So if we were to get
two teams advance.
Yeah. Okay. So if you were to advance out of this tough group, that would be an amazing achievement in and of itself.
Absolutely. But I still think if you don't get out, it's a disappointment. Mm-hmm. You know, just getting out, it's enough. but it's not enough. You want to keep going. You can't say, oh, we got out of the group, we're successful, because you're not.
What do you think the atmosphere in Brazil is going to be like the next few weeks as this thing's going on?
A big party. You know, the fans, they live and die for this. And I know a lot of people, a lot of friends that didn't necessarily love soccer growing up that are going to Brazil because they know the history, the rich history that soccer brings to that culture. And the it's just a mixing pot. And I had tons of fans going down there just to experience something different.
Yeah.
You know, and I think it's just going to be a huge party.
Okay. 816-235-2888. Kathy from Kansas City, Missouri. Good morning.
Good morning. Interesting program, and soccer is an interesting sport. We have a strong Kansas City connection right down in Brazil at this time. A young man from Kansas City, born and raised here, Alexander Abnos, Alex Abnos, has been a long time covering soccer and had been with the Sports Illustrated and has just been recruited from Sports Illustrated to be the beat reporter for Team USA.
Wow.
And if you go to ussoccer.com, he's the one who's writing all the commentary.
Well, that's very cool. That's very cool. He got recruited from Sports Illustrated to go do this. What a great honor that is.
Well, he just had it in his mind. He was going to be at the World Cup this year, and that he was asked to be the beat reporter for the team.
Wow, that's just
so
great.
So go to ussoccer.com and look at it. He's the one who's writing all the commentary, our Kansas City boy, Alex Abnos.
Okay, that sounds good, Kathy. Thanks so much. I sure appreciate it.
Great.
Bye-bye.
Great.
Well, speaking of Sports Illustrated, I just saw their forecast, their predictions for who's going to get out of each of these groups, and there were six or eight prognosticators. Exactly one of them forecast that USA team would actually move on out of this group.
Just one?
So that's just one out of the whole group. So,
yeah,
that's what the USA is up against here.
Yeah, USA, typically, I don't think they get a lot of love, you know, from, you know, foreign-based, you know, commentators and whatnot, but I think... You know, that's the fun thing about soccer, sports in general, proving people wrong.
Yeah.
That's what it's about.
You got it. Well, Brazil was originally ecstatic to host the World Cup this year, but then there's been, you know, tons of news about Brazilians being upset with the government spending more money on soccer than it is on its own people. You know, as a player, you know, how distracting can something like that be, a controversy like this, when it comes to preparing and playing in the matches?
Yeah, it's definitely eye-opening for the players. You know, they want to see their country embrace the World Cup. And, you know, hopefully just the influx of all the people coming in and, you know, the tourism, it's going to help the country down the road. You know, that's something hopefully they can see. And it's tough, you know, because there's a lot of things that go wrong when you're planning a World Cup. And it's just tough to, you know, see the big picture.
Yeah. How long are you be laid up with the Achilles?
Probably about 6 weeks. So I'll probably watch every game.
Still be back later on in the season, though, for Sporting KC.
We'll see how the rehab goes, but there's a lot of little tendencies that you got to do with the Achilles. So.
Yeah. Well, good luck with the recovery, and you're so kind to come in. I sure appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.